You are listening to the Productivity Masterminds podcast brought to you by Timular.com. We interview top professionals who share their exact formulas for success in productivity, time management, and self-improvement. And I'm your host, Juan Felipe Campos. Okay, Productivity Masterminds, remember, every month we give away one of our beautiful time tracking dice that help you take over how you spend your time. To enter the giveaway, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and message the word done to timular.com/giveaway to prove that you did it. Again, visit timular.com/giveaway and message the word done to prove it and enter the giveaway. Jessica Chen is an Emmy Award-winning content producer and CEO of Soulcast Media, a storytelling agency that helps brands communicate their company story to the public. Jessica has also been awarded an Associated Press Award for her work at Time Warner Cable News. Let's hear more from her in this episode of Productivity Masterminds.
So I'll start from the beginning. My background as a news reporter, we were really careful and conscious about time because every day we had deadlines, and the deadline was when the news would go on. So no matter how crazy your day was, you still had to hit your deadline. So that, therefore, you know, we had to work very efficiently. We had to prioritize. So that was kind of the reporter mentality that we had.
Right.
And as an entrepreneur, you know, it has shifted a little bit. And the way I think about time now is I kind of divide it into three different parts.
Okay.
I would say I spend most of my time as an entrepreneur really just doing a lot of the research, brainstorming ways of how I can grow, change the company. And I think that is like really big because, of course, that, you know, determines how you will move forward and who you will contact. Then I'll say the next 20% of how I spend my time is really the selling and the pitching. And of course, this is really important because this is where you get your clients.
Okay.
So 20% is that. And of course, that also had to do with a lot of the brainstorming and research I did beforehand. And then I would say the other 20% are just me taking meetings, meeting people on the phone, in person. And a lot of that is just kind of like building connections, building relationships, just getting to know people.
So it's like investing in future opportunities, whereas the other 80% is on more immediate return, whether it's brainstorming for something that you're going to be doing this week or even later on that day, and then also just pitching for new business, then you reserve 20% for kind of new opportunities.
Exactly. Yeah, that 20%, you know, there's really no intention other than just to get to know new people, you know, get to talk to people, hear about what they're doing, building new connections. I think as an entrepreneur, it is really important, you know, to be open-minded, you know, to meet people from different backgrounds. You know, you'd be surprised about how, like, once you become an entrepreneur, I found, you know, a whole, you know, group of people, you know, you are introduced to. And it's so cool, you know, talking and getting to know them. So I do try to allocate at least, 20% of my time just meeting people for fun and, you know, professionally too.
That's awesome. And so I'm really interested because there's a lot that we can learn about what you were doing with your journalism career and how you were able to meet those really, really tight deadlines. Can you tell us a little bit about how you were finding, kind of like trimming the fat of this is not important, this is not important, this is mission critical, and going all in on the things that are mission critical? I'm sure we can all relate in each of our professions, you know, weeding out the bad opportunities from what actually matters. How are you doing that?
Yeah. So, I mean, as a reporter, every day we would start the day, first of all, every day is completely different, you know, meaning because your assignments, your story of the day is different. But when you start out, you kind of have a focus of like, for example, this is my targeted story of the day. Therefore, this is like my targeted actions that I need to take, for example.
And you're not working on, you're never working on like longer term projects. It's always just what that day holds and you take it a day at a time.
As a general assignment reporter, which is what I was, it is. Every day is completely different.
Okay.
Yeah. So it kind of, you know, you are a jack of all trades. One day you're doing a political story. The next day you're doing a business story. The next day you're doing a fun feature story. So you really have to be flexible.
Okay.
And I think, so in terms of time and how you manage it, you know, we start our day, you know, and I think this is relevant for anybody. You know, you go when you wake up and you're like, okay, this is what I have to do today. Meaning like for, as a reporter, this is like who I have to try to talk to today for my story.
Okay.
And that's when you start reaching out to people. And, you know, a lot of that really is dependent on whether this person will get back to you. And I think the key is to, you know, as a reporter back then, you know, you can't rely on just like one person to get back to you. Because what if that person
doesn't? Right,
right.
Because you have to talk to them that day.
Exactly.
And before four, it sounds like. And you still have to coordinate, where are we going to meet? When? What time am I going to get there? And you have to balance out the other stories that you're working on, right?
Exactly.
Or the other people that you have to talk to.
Exactly.
That's crazy. Yeah. So you're a total counterpuncher. I mean, because like, yeah, if you never know if there's you're going to hit traffic on the way there, or if it's going to take too long, or even if they're going to be there, and then you have to just react and react, react, react.
Oh gosh, yes.
So that's probably a skill you've really developed over years of being in that industry.
Yeah, you have to be really good at having a plan B, C, D, all the way to Z.
Sounds like entrepreneurship. Yeah, no wonder you're doing this now. Wow.
Yeah, because, you know, you walk out of the newsroom, for example, thinking your story's going to be this way and you're going to be talking to this person, but there's so many factors working against you every day for, like, the person you're supposed to talk to or you're supposed to meet, whether there's traffic, you know, all these things, you know, can determine how your day goes. So you really have to be flexible. And I would say, of course, don't put, you know, in a sense, all your eggs in one basket, relying on this one person or relying on this one project. Make sure you have like backup in case it doesn't work out.
Okay, so it sounds like, to translate this into other industries, it sounds like the big takeaways are having backup plans, rolling with the punches, and knowing that no plan is actually going to be exactly as you imagined it originally. And then how are you actually prioritizing mission critical things? Are you laser focused on just the story, the people I have to talk to, and then everything else needs to fall together in service of that? Or are you thinking of it as like a bigger task list? Mm-hmm. What does that look like in your head? Like prioritizing the things that have to get done?
Yeah. So as an entrepreneur, like, so when it's the day where I'm, for example, selling and pitching, you know, I'm like sending a bunch of emails out, you know, that day. Like I've dedicated, let's say, like 4 hours to, you know, I have this list of people that I want to contact. I send out that list, and, you know, I'm not necessarily waiting for anybody or everybody to get back to me, because you just don't know if they will.
Right.
And so once I do that, you know, I send it out. And then once I start getting responses, you know, depending on what they say, whether there's interest or not, that's how I prioritize who I respond to.
Okay.
So, yeah, so if there's actual real interest in having, you know, them wanting to work with me, then I'm like really quick and, you know, forwarding them kind of like my spreadsheets, you know, my plan to work with them.
Right.
So when there's real interest, and then that's, I think, the way you should prioritize who you're talking to. And if the people who are lukewarm, you know, of course, you still have to follow up with them and continue to communicate with them. But I would say the first priority is the people who are like, yeah, let's see what we can do.
And this is where your people skills really kick in. You are actually kind of reading each conversation to gauge how far along the sales process, so to speak, they are. And then you're prioritized based on that, from an order from most likely to purchase right now, essentially, or like tomorrow, to this is a conversation that I need to nurture. And so it will kind of take a backseat until I've knocked out the ones that are ready for tomorrow or for today. Right? Is that kind of
exactly
your structure for it?
That is 100% right. And, you know, there are certain people who totally get what you're doing from the, you know, from the get-go, and they want to work with you. And those are the people you're like, yeah, so we have to seize this opportunity. You have to respond immediately. And then there are some people, you know, who, you know, they have to warm up to you a little bit. You have to kind of explain things a little bit more. And there's people who completely are just like, sorry, not right now. But that doesn't mean you don't follow up with them.
Right.
Following up is really important. Maybe following up in a week or a month, but, you know, following up, I think, is super important.
I love the parallels between what you're working on now and how journalism works. It seems like the same. I mean, you were sending out messages. Some respond right away. Some don't. Some respond in a little bit, but they're actually more willing to do an interview or jump on a call sooner rather than later. And so you just kind of, you're constantly reprioritizing. And then now what you're doing in entrepreneurship, yeah, it's a 60-20-20 split, but that's more like a 60-40 split. It's 40% talking to other people, whether it's selling or working on like expansion, new opportunities. And then 60% just brainstorming and being kind of introspective in terms of where you want to take the business. But that 40% that is related with people, it's the exact same skill set that you've developed from day-to-day reporting and basically being able to read people. That sounds like it's your superpower in this sense. Would you agree? Is that kind of how you see it?
You know,
or are you even that intentional? Do you realize that about yourself? It seems like a super interesting way to tackle it. You're doing the same thing that you were doing before, now applied into a new industry, but it's the same skill set.
You know, it is really funny because, you know, back then when I was a reporter, I never thought, you know, some of these day-to-day skills were really transferable. But I do think as a reporter and doing that, your mentality changes when you're in this environment, and you know, now that I'm an entrepreneur, it is very interesting to kind of see how much of the skill sets is like really valuable to being an entrepreneur.
Definitely. And especially I love hearing like different perspectives from people that are crushing it, because they always arrive at that level of excellence from different paths. And I love seeing that really any strength is a superpower if you just run with it. But people are so obsessed with like thinking about their weaknesses and what they're lacking. And it's like, oh, Jessica does that. Now I need to take a course on how I can be better at that thing. Instead of being like, oh, Jessica does that. I think that's something that I do. Now let me be more intentional about that strength that I already have. Because this is a person that looks like me, that has my same skill set, and she was able to take it all the way to as far as you got professionally, even being awarded an Emmy, even working with ABC News, even like all the way to the end zone. And it's like, yeah, off the skill set of being a counterpuncher, being able to read people and understanding how to prioritize my time. And any of us that are listening that kind of identify with that, that's it's more a call to action to double down on the skills that you do have if they are this, than realizing, oh, I don't have that. Oh, I should take a class on it. Oh, I'm like missing all of these things. And it's so cool jumping on these conversations and hearing different people that have totally different ways of approaching time and still got so far. And it's just about resonating with those stories.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think for me, I mean, I know my strengths and I know what my weaknesses are. And I think it's really just, you know, what I know I'm good at, really just, you know, focusing on that. And whatever I can't do, you know, reach out to people who can teach you. But, you know, with any industry, whether you want to stay in your industry or you want to change industries, there's something that you're great at.
Yeah.
You know, figure what that is.
Right.
Figure out what that is and just run with it.
I love it. Jessica, people that want to stay in touch with you, they want to follow up on your career. Where's the best place for them to learn that?
You can find me on LinkedIn. I'm very active on LinkedIn. I also have an Instagram page. Both of those, you can find me at Jessica Chen Page. So very easy to remember, Jessica Chen Page. And my website is www.soulcastmedia.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much for sharing all this with us.
Thanks so much, Juan.
Okay, Productivity Masterminds, do not forget your chance to win one of our beautiful time tracking dice to help you take back your time. It's very simple. You just subscribe to the show on iTunes, and then once you've done that, message the word done to timeuler.com/giveaway. Subscribe on iTunes, and then message done to timeuler.com/giveaway. See you on the next one.